I meditate effectively. I meditate effectively. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I meditate effectively. What does it mean to meditate effectively? Well, that upon which I meditate, I experience. That upon which I give my thoughtful consideration to, I experience. That which is the desire of my heart, the desire of my being, I experience. Now, I may wonder why I don't experience things that I think are very much the desire of my heart. I wonder often why I don't experience the things that I have quite often in my thought, quite often in my attitude. And I say, why don't they manifest? Why don't they reveal themselves in my life? There are things that I think about. There are things that I meditate upon very seriously, very strongly, very powerfully, very desirably. Why don't I experience them? And I guess the whole thing boils down to how I can meditate effectively. And how I meditate effectively is how I realize things are revealed in my life. Now, all exists right now. Every desire I could ever have exists already. Every desire I have right now exists already, but I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't touch it. And why is it that I don't see it and don't feel it and don't touch it? People who are able to visualize, people who are able to think so beautifully and so powerfully of their desires in their heart, in their mind, in their soul, in their being, they experience these things very readily. We don't go around saying to people, are you a good meditator? Do you effectively meditate? Do you achieve the meditation that you go? What we do, what you and I do, and what we can do if we wish, we can look at our own life. That's the easiest. We look at the lives of others, that's easy too. But when you look at the lives of others, you don't know what all they have been thinking about, what all they have been doing, how they have been bringing about and effectively revealing the things that they desire in their world. What they do and what we do, when we know that it is done, when we are so self-confident that our choices are done, our desires, our goals, our attitudes of life are done right now. When we recognize that, then we will see instantaneous revelation of that which we desire. It's already done. It's already there. It's ours to claim. It's ours to name. It's ours to be aware that it's already there and already done. It's ours to be conscious that it is so. But how do we go about doing that? You'd say, since that is so simple, so easy, so simple, that everyone should be able to do it. And I should be able to do it. When I say, I'm whole and perfect, then every organ, action, function of my body should be whole and perfect, demonstrating whole and perfect, revealing whole and perfect every moment of my being that I say I am whole and perfect. When I'm saying I am independently wealthy, I should be independently wealthy because I am speaking the word of truth and I am revealing that word of truth by how much I can visualize that as being mine. I live in the consciousness that it is done. I live in the consciousness that it is complete, it is whole, it is fulfilled, it is revealed, it is done now. And when I live in that consciousness, when I live in that revelation, then it is truly done. When I visualize having a horse, and then I visualize myself riding the horse, I visualize myself taking care of the horse and currying the horse, maintaining the horse, grooming the horse and keeping the horse in my special stable, in my special stall, in my special area. And I have this horse, and this horse is very wonderful. I have the food to feed the horse. I have the water to give the horse to drink. I have the land upon which I can ride my horse and enjoy a beautiful horseback ride. Now, how do I go about enjoying that? How do I go about bringing that forth? Can I visualize it? Oh, quite nicely. I can see pictures of it in magazines, and I can see stories of it on television, and I can be very horse conscious. And if I truly am horse conscious, I create myself a horseman. I create myself an equestrian. I create myself one who loves horses and who has horses and has them now. When we were starting out in business and starting out in my work, I had a normal paying job, but I had a very special son, and he loved to fly. He loved to fly more than anything you could imagine. And my greatest joy was in pleasing him and helping him to achieve the ability to fly. And so we got a beautiful Taylorcraft airplane for him to fly. It was just $1,400, but it had to be maintained. It had to have its annual. It had to have gas and oil. It had to have a tie-down place at the airport. All of these things cost money. And yet, we didn't seem to be concerned. Somehow, we were able to do it. We took care of it. We did it, and we enjoyed it. And as we enjoyed it, it was something just so natural. It was so much in Mark's heart that he fly. There's so much in his heart that he loved to fly and wanted to fly. And he got himself a job as a busboy at a store, at a restaurant. And that money allowed him to have enough gas to fly his airplane. It gave him enough money to do the things he wanted to do. And we had the money to give the tie down for the airplane. We had the airplane. Then we go out and buy a Swift, another beautiful all-aluminum retractable landing gear plane with an 85-horsepower engine in it, and we flew that all over the place also with our Taylorcraft. We had more fun with it. And Mark was building an ultralight, that is, he was building a EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association design, biplane in the dining room of our home, and we hung it from the ceiling. And as he worked on it, he'd lower it down and he'd work on more of it and do more of it. And as he tired, then he'd go and do something else. He'd tire back up on the ceiling again. And it was there for a couple of years. He built it little piece by piece. But meanwhile, he was flying his Taylorcraft, and he was flying in my Swift, and he was flying and enjoying himself so thoroughly and so beautifully that there was always some way to manage his dreams, always some way to manage his delight in flying, always some way to manage his thrill at being a pilot. He accomplished that when there wasn't a great deal of money to accomplish it, but he did. And he also had a little Volkswagen that he used to drive out to the airport. And he had a Cadillac? Yeah, he had a Cadillac, and he had another car. He had three cars. What an amazing kid. What an amazing young man. And he was just turned 16. But how beautiful and how wonderful he accomplished these goals in his life. And today, he's still doing it. He's following his dream, and he's enhancing his dream with the fulfillment of it. And he's living it, he's dreaming it, he's being it, and he's experiencing it. Can you do that? Can you experience the desire of your heart? Can you so imagine it that you have it, even if it seems like it's out of your dollar, out of your budget reach? Can you have the clothing that you want to have? You do. You do. Do you have the place to live that you want to live that fully supports and enhances the desires of your heart? All the time we do the things that we really want to do. And if we could place the things that we really want to do in our heart, if we could visualize them so completely and so wonderfully, which we can do, we would really realize them. We would reveal them in our experience. And we are revealing them. And oftentimes we're revealing things by not revealing it, because we say, it's too good to be true and I couldn't accomplish that, or I could never expect to have that. That's beyond my fondest desire for myself. I just wish I could have it, and I know I won't have it. And of course, we talk ourselves out of it. And we talk ourselves out of more things than we talk ourselves into. But we could really talk ourselves into more things than we talk ourselves out of. That would be really knowing how to meditate, knowing how to put our mind to work, putting our thoughts to work on our meditations to achieve the desires of our heart. We all do it. And we all will do it, and we all will do it every day of our life, every moment of our life. But to effectively meditate, to effectively reveal the desires of our heart, it takes just a simple little thing of being consistent, a simple little thing of being a visualizer, having the attitude that it is already done. And when we have that attitude, then you can be sure we have the blessing that goes with it. Meditation is a very wonderful, powerful tool for us to use, a wonderful, powerful joy for us to have, a wonderful, powerful experience for us to be having every moment of our life. And as we begin knowing that, as we think about it, we reveal it in our world, we begin to reveal it in our world, and we don't really know that it's happening. But all of a sudden, we look back and we say, my goodness, all the things that I've dreamed about, I have them. All the things that I've wanted, I have them. All the things that are a delight in my life, I have them. And I have them now, and I have them always, because I know how to meditate effectively. Have a lovely day, have a lovely world, and know that you are in my blessings more than you can ever know. And I love you. I love you. I love you.